Lord, we love you. We're so happy to be here this morning. Thank you that you brought us here. You overcame all the things you needed to overcome. We love to be here with others who love to worship you, love your word, and love to be part of your purpose. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning. You can all sit down now. My name's Kathy. I'm your host today. It's delightful to see all of you. If you are brand new, then you are especially welcome. But all of us who come every week, of course, are most welcome. And it's wonderful to have such a turnout. That snow was definitely more than we were expecting, at least more than I was expecting. And I don't even have a garage. So, you know, when it snows, oh, there's the snow on my car. And I'm sure that's the situation with many of you. So we made it through, fishtailing all our way to church. Next Sunday, February 3rd at 11:30, we're going to have a Next Step session. So we've been running these for a number of months now. Next Steps is a one-time small group experience designed to help you get to know CIT and go further in your faith. It takes less than an hour. If you have children, they will be taken care of by CIT Kids Program. These have been very popular and I think very helpful for people. So we certainly recommend that you sign up if you're interested. If you miss, you can go to myCIT.info or you can just speak to one of us if you're interested in the February session. But if you can't make it in February, don't worry. We'll be holding another one in March. You know, today is kind of a quintessential winter day in Toronto. It's snowy, it's cold. And without standing out there watching you arrive, I guarantee every one of you wore a winter coat today. You probably put on a hat or a hood. You probably had gloves, mitts. You might have had a scarf. If you're like me, you don't like a cold neck. And boots. Definitely you would have needed boots today. So you have to kind of think, what if you didn't own such things? What if you were less privileged, less fortunate in our society, then you might have been, you might find yourself being a client for Scott Mission. That is a Christian organization. They're down on Spadina. We have been partnering with them for years, actually. And the Compassion Ministry here at CIT is running a winter clothing drive. So if you have any of the items we just mentioned that are in good shape, but you don't need them anymore, we would encourage you, if you are interested, to donate them. And how would you do that? Just package them up in bags. And we have that door near the on the cafe wall. It's our hidey place for Scott Mission donations. So if you look at it right now, it's pretty empty. That means we would have had a recent delivery because we regularly take things downtown for that mission. So bring your winter things that you can part with all the way up to February 24th. But you know what? It's winter now. So sooner is better than later. So I hope everybody is able to consider that. Right now, I'd like to welcome Teaching Pastor Ian. He's going to talk to us about Vision Sunday, and you can follow along on the notes on myCIT.info.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you so much for bringing us all here. Yeah. And Lord, there's something on your heart for us today. And we don't want to miss that. And so we just pray for ourselves, pray for our hearts, pray for our ears, that they would be tuned to what you have for us. Lord, we wouldn't miss it. God, help us to see you and what you're doing at this church this morning. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're here for Vision Sunday, which is great because that means we get an opportunity to paint for you a picture of what we feel like God is put on our hearts of what 2019 should look like. So every year, the leadership team, your leadership team, take some time to consider what happened the previous year and then consider, okay, where are we headed? And if you've been following Jesus or you're new to Jesus, just know this. He loves to help us move forward. It's not about staying in one place with him. He always wants to help us to go a whole lot further with him. And you know, that typically can get a little uncomfortable because we might be happy with where we are, but God is saying, come on. Let's go forward. And I believe that's really what you're going to see this morning. But before we jump into that, I just want to take a moment just to acknowledge everything that you in this room, are doing to help us to move our mission forward. Every single week, you're here serving in different ways or caring in different ways. And we just want you to know we are so thankful for you, because without you, we could not do what we do here. We could not reach people for Jesus if you were not doing what you're doing. So could you give yourself an applause? There you go. That's right. Maybe you don't want to give yourself an applause. Maybe you give it to somebody else. It's okay. It's all good. So before we jump into 2019, let me just take a little while to look back on 2018 and consider what it is that we did. We just have to say this at the very beginning. This was an exciting year for us. God gave us a big, big vision for 2018. And, you know, as we were considering that vision way back in January of last year, it was kind of big, and so we were like, are we going to be able to do this? Because here's what we realized. We need people to be able to carry this thing out. Now, the good thing is a good number of those people were here among us, and then the truth of the matter is there were some people who would have to help us carry it forward who were not even with us last year. So it was a big ask on our part, and God was, you know, helping us with it. But not only was it people, but we have ministries among us here at CIT. And some of those ministries needed to change, make some big changes in order for us to be able to go forward. So if you were with us last January, you remember that we said 2018 is a foundation building year. And it was. We put a lot of things into place, but we focused on four key points. And I want to go over those four key points with you. So the first key point was a renewed mission. For us at CIT, we had a mission statement, but it was too long and too general. And so what happens because of that is you're not focused. Focus matters. And so the more focused that we got, the more we could carry out. So we needed something simple and straightforward. And I would say this, something that captured the heart of what we're all about. And so we started to ask ourselves some what ifs. As we were gathering together, we were trying to think, okay, what if? What if our church was a place where all broken people, Christian, non-Christian, could come to find hope and salvation for this world? That would be an awesome church. What if we saw every person who attended church on a Sunday morning connected in a community group? Again, not just the big meetings, but small, taking care of each and every person. What if we had young, passionate leaders being developed for ministry and teaching? Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted. And the best part is we're seeing a lot of these what ifs that we considered. And finally, what if your children and grandchildren worship God beside you on a Sunday morning? So through all of those and many others as well, in the end, the Lord focused us. The Lord focused us and helped us to realize that CIT is here for one thing. We exist to lead people into a life-changing relationship with Jesus. And that became our new filter. What do we do at CIT? What don't we do at CIT? It's all measured by this very thing. This is what keeps us focused on our mission. The key point was four pillars. In 2018, we also introduced our four pillars that are foundational to us here at CIT. These are the things that help us to lead people into a life-changing relationship with Jesus. Let me just remind you of them. The Bible, a key pillar among us. We love the Bible. Evangelism, we want to see people getting reached for Jesus. Discipleship, we need to grow as Christians. And community, we'll talk about that a whole lot more. Our third key point was to focus on community. Focus on community. So there are a few areas that we wanted to put all of our attention in when it came to community last year. The first one was guest first impressions. You might ask, why? Why is it so important? because we know this, new people are coming among us, but new people are making a decision about whether they will return to CIT in less than 10 minutes of being here. So we wanted to make sure their first impression and the way that we were taking care of them was really good. And so that's why we went through a number of the changes that we went through as well. Our kids ministry. Kids are so important to us here at CIT. They're a big part of our community. And so we wanted to make sure that our kids were having a great experience each and every week. But not only that, that you as parents, when you drop your kids off, you have the realization, my kids are in good, good hands. And so we went through a number of changes in our kids ministry as well. Our kids ministry team expanded. We got new curriculum. We have that, you know, that new check-in experience that you have there where they get stickers and all that kind of stuff. All of those things were implemented last year. And we also did this. We took measures to ensure that the protection and security of your kids remains to be one of our priorities. The last area of community that we wanted to focus on is community groups. So, like I said earlier, it's great to be together like this in a larger group, but your questions don't get answered here. Your prayers, the things that you want praying about or prayer for, they just don't get answered here. But in community groups, that's where that kind of thing can happen. So, smaller settings are really critical for us. And we believe that real growth and life change happens in community groups, and they're a critical part of what we're doing. And so we took our community group leaders through a leadership training time last year. We also refocused our groups, not on staying the same, but on multiplying. When you get to a certain number, let's start another group. That takes some, it's a mind shift for us. Okay, but the fourth key point that we focused on in terms of last year was planning for growth. So with all the changes that we were expecting, we also expected God to bring us some growth. And we needed to plan and prepare for that growth. A good number of you in this room maybe think that CIT has always had a service at 9:30 and 11:30. But that was not the case. That happened in September of 2018. We realized that there was a need to have a second service so we could reach more people and life change could come in could happen for them. And so that was a major change and a major shift that we made at this church. And as Kathy was mentioning Next Steps just before I came up, Next Steps was also launched. And that just helps people to know what we're about, how they can get more involved, and all the things that we offer here at CIT. One really interesting thing happened last year as well. The Lord was blessing us a lot in many different ways. And we just felt, as a church, we want to go beyond our regular partnering with Compassion Ministries. And Compassion Ministries is something we have here at CIT. But our Compassion Ministry team said, could we do a Christmas drive for kids? And so it was proposed, let's do Operation Christmas Child. And so I know somebody here was part of that team. Do we start with about a goal of 50? Yeah. So we started with a goal of 50 boxes. So if you can see on the screen, it's a box and you put all kinds of toys and gifts and things to help a child who's needy somewhere around this world. And so we had this goal of 50. And we did more than 50. We did more than 100. We actually did more than 150. We actually ended up doing 160 boxes. Wow. Isn't that great? And I think that just helps us to realize that's what God is asking of us. Give back. Give back. When you have been blessed, give. And so the big question, of course, is did we accomplish what we set out to accomplish from last year? Answer, yes. And I would say it is amazing for us to see God doing among us what he did among us. But what is the impact of all of those changes? I'll boil it down to one point. God is changing people's lives. It's not like we're not just excited because, oh, we got to change everything. We are actually seeing people's lives get changed. And so one of the things that we're seeing is more people are showing up on a Sunday morning. I mentioned we've got the two services. Prior to September, we averaged around 270 people. Now we're average. It's not uncommon for us to be over 330 people. Like that's great increase, or it's just a great start. But we've also seen growth, not just in people, but in areas as well. So our community groups have increased in number. The number of people in our community groups has also increased. The number of volunteers that we have has also increased. And also the number of people who are partnering with us to help us financially to do what we want to do, that also increased in 2018. And so what is this? These are all indicators that life change is happening. Let me give you an example of one family, actually, and there's many others who would be like this as well. Back in September last year, I met this family, and I introduced myself, and I asked, how long have you been here? And they said, actually, this is our second week. And they said, the reason why we are coming is because our kids love the kids' ministry downstairs. And that is initially what kept them coming. But here's the interesting thing. Somewhere along the lines, as they kept coming, the mom approached us and said, I want to be baptized. That's life change. And as I was speaking to her just a couple of days ago, she was telling me, saying, when she comes back from a trip that she's going to be going on, she's going to be helping downstairs with that kids' ministry. That's life change. That's the kind of life change that we are talking about. And we are really excited about this kind of growth. And here's why. Because in Luke chapter 19, Jesus made it very clear what his mission was: to seek and to save the lost. That's our mission. That's what drives us here at CIT. We love sharing Jesus' mission. Some of you may know in this room, but we have a goal. Do you know what our goal is for the end of 2020? We would like to see 500 people regularly meeting at this church. Is that okay? Wait, but that means you might lose your chair. You know how people are creatures of habit, right? Like they always have their spot. What happens if somebody of that 500 just said, no, I want to sit there? Now what are you going to do? Okay, so, but God has given us this impression upon our hearts that 500 is the number by the end of 2020. So we got to keep getting ready for what he wants to do. So in 2019, we want to continue to build on the foundation, but we also want to go forward. So in 2019, we have to consider, where are we right now? Where we are right now is we know two things. We know that we are currently doing really well at attracting new people to come to church on any given Sunday. And that's through our online marketing and all those kind of things. And of course, word of mouth from you. And we also know this, we're getting better at helping people to not just come once, but come multiple times and actually make CIT part of their whole life. And I think that's a big part of that is our Connect team. Our Connect team is out there every Sunday after service, and they're taking information from people, and they're following up on these people. They're not just getting information and leaving it there. So our mission is more than just getting people in our door and getting them to come back. At the core, the very core of everything we do is we still want to lead people into a life-changing relationship with Jesus. As we cooperated with God in 2018, look at what he did. We have to ask ourselves, what about 2019? What about now? Should we settle down and just be happy with what happened? Yes? No? No, we shouldn't, right? No, we should see. God is it just loves to help us to go beyond where we are. So God is not finished working with us, not at all. So in 2019, we believe God is calling each and every one of us to go beyond. And I want you to hold on to that word beyond, because that is going to be a key word for the rest of this presentation, to go beyond. You know, God is constantly calling his people to go beyond. For those of you familiar with your Bible, especially on the New Testament side, when Jesus is on the earth, remember that he called a whole bunch of people to follow him. And as he called them, he said, I want to help you to become fishers of other people. Go and catch other people for me. And in their mind's eye, they're probably thinking, oh, he wants us to go and get Jews for Jesus. And they would have been totally right at that point in time. But interestingly enough, as they went through the experience with Jesus, things changed right at the end. And he said, it's time to go even further, way beyond what you may have imagined. Let me show you these verses from Matthew 28. Jesus came near and said to them, that is these men and women, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So while they may have thought, okay, my job on this earth is to contact Jews for Jesus and bring them into life change with him, they would only be partly right. God was pressing them so much more and saying, no, it's much more than that. Now you take that same message and now you go to all the corners of this earth. That is God. That's the heart of God, reaching everybody for Jesus. And so we believe, because we're following God in that way, he wants to stretch us to go beyond in 2019. And we believe there's four areas that God is challenging us for 2019. Number one, that we would go beyond the walls of this building. I'll talk about these in detail in a second. Go beyond, number two, go beyond your care for others. Number three, go beyond in your faith and your practices. And number four, go beyond to reach unchurched people for Jesus. Let me come to the first one. Go beyond the walls of this building. Let me show you some verses in Matthew chapter 5. This is Jesus speaking to those same people that he initially called. This is before the Matthew 28 experience. But look what he says. You are the light of the world. Let me just check. Let me just poll you in this audience this morning. What does light do?
Shine.
No.
Did I get it?
You did get it, Nigel, but... Right? What does light do?
Shine.
Shine. Light shines. But look what he said. You people. If you're a Christian, this is you. You are the light of the world. And who do you think we're supposed to shine people in the direction of? Yeah, Jesus, right? That's just what Jesus was telling us. Okay, a city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. So the one thing that a light should not be done, or should not happen to a light, is it shouldn't be hidden. Like, we're not, as a church, as God's people, we should not be hidden. We should be right out there and let everyone know, yeah, I'm a Christian. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. And I want you to focus on this last verse. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. You notice what he did here? Light and good works are connected. How do we help some people to see who God is? Through our good works. And that's why we're saying, go beyond the walls of this building. We have to ask ourselves, CIT, this is you and I this morning, how are we doing at shining in our community? That's a real question we need to ask. What are we known for by our neighbors? Over the past number of years, one of the things that we've focused on a lot here at CIT is making sure that everybody who attends this church is your relationship with God, your understanding of God, all those things. We've really focused a lot on those things. And we intend to continue to do those things. But I believe God is also encouraging us to go beyond the walls of this building to care for those who are not here. Our compassion team, over the last number of years, they've helped us a lot to be outward focused, not just inward focused. And so, as Kathy was mentioning, Scott Mission earlier in the winter clothing drive, that's an initiative from our compassion team. They're helping us to realize, no, it's not just about this, what's going on here. There are people that are in need out there, and we can shine in their lives the love of God by just taking care of them, helping them with winter clothing and things like that. So we have two main missions, I guess you would call them, Scott Mission and Matthew House, that we partner with on a regular basis. Some of you, I know, you've even helped serve at different events that these two missions have put on. But we want to go further. Let me give you an example of impacting our community. So when we look out these doors today, we realize we have this beautiful cafe. Well, that beautiful cafe was not always there. There used to be a dining area there. And then, of course, last year, as part of our change, is we developed that whole cafe area. So do you remember what happened August or so when it was all being renovated and stuff? Where did we have cafe? You remember? Yeah, we went outside. Okay, let me ask you another question. Do you think we planned that? Right, exactly. We did not plan that. That was like somebody had a good idea. Let's go outside. Let's take our cafe outside. And surprisingly, it started to impact our community. So there was one couple that I met one Sunday. They live at Don Mills and Shepherd. And they decided as a couple, they were going to walk all the way down from there to Bayview Village Mall and all the way back up. Good walk in the morning, right? Sunday morning. Well, it was hot that day. Even at that moment in the morning, it was hot. And so as they were walking past this building, they saw all these refreshments outside, and they were like, wow, water. And so I started to talk to them. They told me their story, and they said, we are so thankful that you have given us a glass of water. And you might say, well, big deal. They didn't come to Jesus. That's not the point. The point is we got to be out there to impact our community and help them to realize God loves you. Right, and we're here. Okay, so what if we were known as being a church that is not just accidentally for our community, but intentionally for our community? And we could shine the light of Jesus more. So this is what we are proposing for this year. We're excited about it, nervous about it too, because we've never done this before. It's a brand new initiative. We're calling it Serve Day. And you might say, well, what in the world does that look like? It means we will choose a day in the summer of 2019 where we hope 300 of us. Okay, nudge somebody beside you. That means you. Okay, we're not just talking about, okay, oh yeah, yeah, that's them. No, it's you. Like, if we have 330 people who are coming on a Sunday, that means only 30 people can opt out.
Right.
And it's not you.
Right.
Right? So we want to be able to mobilize in teams, many of us here, 300 is our goal, get out into our community and begin to impact it. And we don't know what it's going to look like. Maybe it's going to be painting equipment, or you know, picking up garbage in a local park, or planting flowers, or helping elderly people. Just stay tuned. But I just hope you could have the heart. Yeah, it's time. It's time for this church to get outside its walls and start to impact people and shine the love of Jesus out there. So that's number one. Number two, we want to go beyond in our care for others. At CIT, we have such a loving community, and a big part of what makes this possible is that many of us in this room are meeting weekly in community groups. Many of us are in community groups, and we can attest to the kind of care and the love that is going on there. It's a big part of what makes CIT feel like home. God is bringing us more people every single week. And you know, so many of them, they want to know God the way we know him, and they want to do community with us. So here's the challenge that we're facing in 2019. As we grow, we need more groups, because right now, they're all full. Where are we going to put new people? And you might say, oh, just stuff them in. But I want to share something with you. We know this from our research and from other Christians' research. There's a number, and once you pass that number, people's growth and their feeling of intimacy and care starts to stagnate. And that number is between 10 and 12 people. And the interesting thing is, most of our community groups are already beyond that. So we don't just need new groups, we need new leaders. Leaders sitting here this morning who can say, yeah, that's me. I'm nervous about it and I don't feel that confident. And don't worry, because we will get you the training that you need. We're not just going to throw you in. But we need new leaders. And you might say, well, you know what? I don't have a place. My home is not big enough. If a home or a place is an issue for you, just let us know. We will help you. We will help you to find a place where you can meet. And so our initiative for this year is this. We would love to see 10 existing community groups. And do we have 15 now, Del? Seven? We have 15 groups now. So 10 of our groups right now to multiply to 20. So we want to see 10 new groups begin. And here's what we also need. We need 20 new leaders, because we don't like to put one leader. We need two leaders for every group. And I wonder about your heart this morning. Has God been touching your heart of late to care for others more than yourself? Here is a very practical way. Become a community group leader. Just at least talk to us about it. So going beyond the walls, going beyond in your care. Number three, going beyond in your faith and your practices. There are so many things in our life that are forming us as people. Now, we may or may not be aware of this, but just think about this. The media is trying to persuade you of certain things. Advertising, our culture, your job, movies, music, friends, all of these things. Even, get this, even the busyness of this city is trying to form you into a certain kind of person, because it's trying to convince you that if you go to church once a week, that's good enough for your spiritual formation. And the truth of the matter is, it's not. You're being formed by things, whether you acknowledge it or not. And we want to help you this year to intentionally get formed by God. God is always urging us to go deeper with him. He wants to shape us in a particular way. And the Bible tells us that's to become more and more like Jesus. So the question is not, am I being formed? Because you are. The real question is, by whom or by what am I being formed? Am I being formed by God, or am I being formed by other things? Either way, you are being formed. And I think our heart for you is, be intentional about your spiritual formation. So some of us might know one or two practices. How many of you have heard that it's good to read your Bible? Good. How many of you have heard that it's good to pray? Those are two spiritual practices that help to form us as Christians. But at least from my experience, most Christians, they don't have too many of these. And I'll use an analogy of a toolbox. They don't have that many tools in their toolbox. The truth of the matter is, sometimes they only have one. And every morning they get up, or whenever it is that they have a time alone with God, and they're like, okay, I got to come at this the same way, the same way, the same way, the same. Can you imagine if you ate macaroni and cheese every day? Would that get boring? Yeah, it would, right? Well, let me just go back to the tool analogy. If I only had a hammer in my toolbox and I was trying to build a house, what would that house look like? Come on. Look, if I were building your house, it would not look good. Right away, you know, for sure. I have no mechanical aptitude at all. But if I only had a hammer, oh boy, that would be bad. How would I saw? How would I measure? How would I level? There's no way I could do it. And so I believe this is the situation for many Christians. We don't have enough tools in our toolbox spiritually to help us to be formed as we need to be formed. We're just hitting it the same way. I'm not putting down the Bible. I love the Bible. But sometimes the Bible just doesn't work for you. Sometimes you just got to sing out your heart. And that connects you with God, where maybe the Bible did the day before, but some of us are so locked in. So we want to help you to practice some of these proven practices, spiritual practices. And that's what we're doing in 2019 as well. We want you to go beyond in your faith and your practices. We want to give you lots and lots of tools for you to be alone with God, to talk with God, to learn how to listen to God. Not just do all the talking when you're with God, but to listen, to confess to God, to worship God in these times. So I hope you would have that heart. Lord, I want to go deeper with you this year. I want to learn these spiritual practices. And I just want to practice. Practice is a really, really good thing. So number four, this is our last one. We want to help you to go beyond, to reach unchurched people for Jesus. We are not a church that is only interested in reaching Christians. God did not say, go into your city and gather all the people who already believe in me. No, God is calling us to find and save people who don't know him and have never heard about him and lead them into real significant life change with him. And I believe many of you in this room this morning, you know people like this. There's people on your heart, people in your lives, and you really want them to know about Jesus and to interact with him in the same way that you do. But we do have to be honest. We don't live today in a world that lifts the name of Jesus high. Our country has changed a lot over the years. 50, 60 years ago, the name of Jesus, going to church, it was part of our culture. Today, not at all. We're living in a post-Christian society. And so many times when you want to tell your friends or your relatives about Jesus, you keep hitting this wall. And you're wondering, why are we not breaking through? It's the age that we're living in. And so Jesus, in spite of the fact that we're living in this society, Jesus never reduced his challenge to us to reach people. He continues to say, go. Go and tell them about me. So we need resources, and we feel like we've got you an amazing resource. I'm super excited about this because it's something that I've been a part of from the beginning of it here at CIT. But this year, we want to launch something called Alpha. Now, I recognize that a number of you in this room today, you have no idea what Alpha is. So here's a quick 2-minute video to bring you up to speed.
Life is busy. Every day, we ask questions like, what's happening today? What should I wear? How am I going to fit everything in? But then there are bigger questions like, why am I here? What's my purpose? Where am I heading? Is there more to life than this? These are some of life's big questions, but there's rarely enough time to think them through. That's why Alpha exists. Alpha is a place to explore life's big questions in a safe and open environment. It's a series of sessions where anyone can share their thoughts and opinions and ask questions without feeling judged. When you come to an Alpha, you'll notice that first, there's food. Whether it's a full meal or a light snack, this is the time to get to know each other in a casual setting. Next, you'll watch an Alpha talk. The talks are created to engage and spark conversation. They explore big issues around faith from a Christian perspective. After the talk is a time for discussion. This is the most essential part of any Alpha. It allows everyone to share their own opinions on the ideas presented in the talks. It's a time for people with different thoughts, beliefs, and experiences to ask honest questions and have open conversation. Every week, there are guests coming for the first time to an Alpha in their community. Alpha is for everyone, regardless of background or beliefs. There's no pressure, no follow-up, and it's completely free to attend. Come and explore life's big questions. Find an Alpha near you today.
So it's our intention to have two of these Alpha sessions at CIT this year. We hope to have one after Easter, and then we want to have another one in the early fall as school gets back in. So if you are a person who knows somebody you've been hoping to tell them about Jesus, believe me, I've been through these sessions. It is the way that they present just God and the bigger questions of life is amazing. You will really enjoy it, and I believe your friends will enjoy it as well. Stay tuned on that one. We will keep you posted as we get a little bit closer. Let me just conclude in this way. This morning, we've placed before you four ways to go beyond. Go beyond the walls of this building. Go beyond in your care for others. Go beyond in your faith and practice, and go beyond to reach unchurched people for Jesus. I believe God has got this desire to see this church go much further forward this year. Are you willing to go beyond in 2019? Remember, our mission is to lead people into a life-changing relationship with Jesus. We're not here for any kind of programs. That is what drives us. We want to see people's lives change for Jesus. And I want you to know this. Your leaders at this church are on board for this. And we're just looking for you to help, to join us and to partner with us in going beyond in 2019. I'm going to ask everybody to just bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to end in prayer, and I would hope that you would make this prayer your prayer. Lord, you are before us. Your vision for CIT is before us, and we are here before you. We simply present ourselves to you. We hear your heart for this church, and we are excited for what you will do this year. Help each one of us to go beyond with you. Amen. God, we have to keep drawing on you for the strength to be able to do this. And Lord, we also pray for everyone involved at CIT for 2019, for our leadership team, for our ministry leaders, for all our volunteers, and for everyone who is attending CIT. We desperately want you to be magnified here in our church. God, be seen in all that we do in 2019. We give this year to you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.